Hello and welcome to The Cryptid Catalog, a podcast for monster lovers young and old. Before we jump in, I want to mention some of the themes in today's story. Cryptid Catalog tries to cover stories in a kid-friendly manner, but every listener has different thresholds. So to make sure this story is suitable for your listeners, here are some things that you can expect to hear in today's story. Today's show contains monsters of the forest and getting lost in the woods. If all that sounds intriguing, then sit back, get a little cozy, and come with us as we open up the Cryptid Catalog. Killian, picture this. You're walking through a forest so dense that sunlight barely reaches the ground. Every tree around you twists upward like giant claws, their branches locking together overhead. The deeper you walk, the quieter it gets. No birds, no insects, no wind. Just the sound of your footsteps crunching against the dead leaves. Then you notice something strange. The trees around you are changing. Roots begin pushing through the dirt like snakes. Branches creak and bend towards the trail behind you, slowly blocking your way out. And ahead, between the trunks, you see something impossibly tall moving through the woods. At first, it looks like a tree. Then it stands up. A body made of bark and vines, antlers stretching high above its head. Glowing eyes, burning from the inside, a skull-like face. The creature tilts its head, and every tree in the forest seems to tilt with it. Killian, what is this creature?
Leshy.
How'd you know that? Because you read my page, sir.
No, I didn't. It's from a monstrum.
You're on my hair.
Okay. Well, you are correct. It is Leshy.
I finally got one right, people.
Let's open up the cryptid catalog and find out more. All right. First, I'm going to yawn. Okay. Now, second thing is first. Second. We have to thank our amazing friends, Elowyn. Which I think, I'm hoping I'm saying that right.
Thank you, Elowyn.
Well, hold on, there's two people.
Oh, there are?
Yes. Elowyn. Yeah, Elowyn, which is a beautiful name. And Lochran, which is also a cool name.
Yeah.
We have to thank both of them for introducing us to Leshy. Now, hold on a second.
Not introducing me?
To be fair, well, hold on. Well, not necessarily introduce. No, I know who Leshy is.
No, I
kind
said you do.
Of.
I said you do.
Kind of. Introducing me as in a, I know nothing about Leshy other than, I'll get into how I know Leshy. And you'll understand how I don't really know who Leshy is, but I kind of know who Leshy is. You know more because you've clearly seen a Monstrum episode about Leshy. So introducing us, kind of. But introducing all of our listeners to Leshy. Because I'm sure there's a majority of our listeners who have not heard of Leshy.
Yeah.
So thank you. And this episode is especially fun because Leshy isn't just from one story. This creature appears in mythology, which we love.
Yes.
D&D, which we love.
Which we love.
Horror games, which is how I know Leshy.
It's not a horror game.
It is a game, though.
Yeah, it's a game.
Fantasy worlds. Oh, well, okay, never mind. Sorry. Horror games. Fantasy worlds and modern video games, which is how I know Leshy.
Yes.
All very different versions. So let's start with how you and what you know about Leshy.
There is a lot said about Leshy.
Okay.
I think that he's an eco-friendly forest protector.
Okay. If only I could stop yawning.
But people think, he's just a crazy monster of the forest.
Okay, and that's what you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Leshy originates from Slavic mythology, especially stories from places like Russia, Poland, and other parts of Eastern Europe. In folklore, the Leshy was considered a spirit or a guardian of the forest, so you're not far off. People believed it protected animals, controlled the woods, and punished anyone who disrespected nature. So, yes. basically what you said. Leshy is also known for tricking travelers. Stories claimed that it would mimic voices, lead people in circles, or change the forest itself so victims would become hopelessly lost. Some legends even said that the Leshy could shapeshift, appearing as a man, an animal, or a towering creature made of bark and moss. And depending on the story, the Leshy could either help you or devour you and your human flesh.
We haven't said that for like a year.
We haven't said human flesh a lot this time. Now, Killian, what do you think a forest spirit like Leshy would look like?
A good way you'd explain it. You explained it. Antlers.
Uh-huh.
He's very gaunt.
Gaunt. Okay, that's a good word.
And...
oh my god, my alarm to take my medicine.
Oh my god!
I'll do that later. So very gaunt.
And very... and there's a... and
do you think he's short or tall?
He's very, very tall.
Like tall, like trees.
8 feet.
Well, that's not crazy tall, but I guess for you that would, you and me, that's tall. But
yeah, that's like,
and it's only 2 feet taller than Daddy.
That's like a skyscraper to us.
Well, it's only 2 feet taller than Daddy.
Yeah. Still,
that's basically how tall they'll be. Like putting like relish on top of Daddy's head. You spit all over me.
Relish is not 2 feet.
Yeah, standing up, he is.
Oh, yes, he is.
He's a wiener dog. Well, he's a long dog.
He's a long
dog. As the bluey dogs like to say.
Sausage dog.
Sausage dog. But anyway.
Sausage dog, yeah.
Okay, so you think he's... I would say maybe 8 feet is not that tall. So maybe closer to like 20 feet.
30 feet.
Oh, 30 feet. I like it.
30 feet.
30 feet.
That's like a skyscraper.
Sure. Okay, so like 30 feet tall. What else? Antlers?
And I think there are multiple.
Okay, so you don't think it's just one thing. You think it's like multiple.
I think they also like meet up every year to see how all their forests are doing.
Do you think it's like one Leshy per forest? Or multiple Leshys per forest?
One Leshy per forest.
Oh, okay, so like what? It's like they're in charge of like their particular forest.
Like, I bet there's a Leshy at Yellowstone.
Yellowstone. Okay. Sure. Okay.
What?
No. I just... okay, go ahead. Yeah,
That's just the first thing
you thought. That's just the first place you thought of. Okay. Got it. Okay, so, like, with any old folktale, our modern storytellers have crafted their own version of the creature. Let's start with the version from The Witcher 3, Wild Hunt.
How?
I'm going to tell you, hold on. Have you ever heard of The Witcher video game?
No.
It's a very, very popular video game. You can ask Unc about it. He played it. I think you'll actually like it when you're a little bit older. Daddy also thinks you'd like it because he put it in this. He wrote it down. Okay. It's about a monster hunter, and it's filled with creatures and magic and a lot of fighting. It's very D&D-esque.
Ooh.
And they also made it into a TV show that a lot of people like. I have not watched the TV show.
Oh, yeah.
I think I watched like one episode. But anyway. In The Witcher's version of Leshy, it's probably the scariest modern version. In The Witcher universe, Leshins are ancient forest monsters tied deeply to nature magic. They're incredibly tall, which is what you said.
Yes.
With bodies made of roots, bark, bones, and twisted branches. Most have glowing eyes and giant antlers like a stag. But what really makes the Witcher Leshins terrifying is how intelligent they are. These things don't just attack randomly. They stalk people. They mark their victims. They control wolves and crows, which is the dream, to control crows.
Yes.
Some can even disappear into clouds of blackbirds and reappear somewhere else in the forest. And if Leshy claims a forest as its territory, the people living nearby usually completely vanish. The Witcher version treats the Leshy almost like a forest god, ancient, powerful, and completely unforgiving. Now, let's compare that version from a version that we know and are familiar with, which is very, very different.
Yes, it is. Leshy.
From?
Cult of the Lamb.
Cult of the Lamb. Do you know, explain to our listeners what Cult of the Lamb is.
You'd explain it better.
No. Okay. Cult of the Lamb is a video game, and it's a very cute video game. The animation is so cute, but also just very beautiful.
It's also very funny.
And it's about you play as a little lamb.
Or you can turn into a stag.
No, he's not a stag. He's a goat. Like a ram. But that's like a downloadable thing. Anyway, you play as a lamb, hence Cult of the Lamb. And you get to basically dungeon crawl and fight demons and little creatures, and at the same time cultivate and like farms, like simulation-ish, create your own cult with like little cute little creatures, and you have to like have little sermons, and like you can sacrifice your followers.
It's a very adult game.
It's not really. I mean, it is a little bit, but
so it's not just that.
It's not gruesome.
It's not gruesome. It's also not just because it's more for older people. I think kids would think it was boring, a little boring.
It's not boring if it's boring if you don't like cozy games, because it's like a cozy game. Like you just like,
yeah, I don't like you cozy just games.
Yeah. So you have to like that type of game. Minecraft is considered a cozy game, and you like Minecraft. It is.
It's not if your friend is obsessed with having wars with you.
Well, that's different, I guess. Anyway, and in the dungeons, there's like four different ones, and at the end you have like a heretic you have to fight, and like an old god you have to fight. And in one of the dungeons, there's like different ones in every dungeon, and one of them is Leshy that you have to fight. And if you defeat him, he's very ugly and huge and big. And then if you defeat him, he turns into like a cute little version that can come live on your cult. And I love Leshy. He's one of my favorites. He lives on my cult.
He's my favorite.
He's got a little like, he's blind because he's got a little triangle eye, and he just like lives on your cult. He's very cute. My cult is called Cult of the Ween.
My cult was called Cult of the Sloth.
Yes, and Killian only played one time. He wasn't a fan, and that's okay. Anyway, in Cult of the Lamb, Leshy is one of the four bishops. That's what they're called, the bishops of the old faith. A powerful ruler worshipped like a dark god. This version is smaller and more cartoonish in design, but honestly, still creepy. Leshy appears as a worm-like green creature with large mouth and glowing eyes hidden beneath leafy growths. Unlike the Forest Guardian version, Cult of the Lamb's Leshy represents chaos, control, and corruption tied to nature. The game leans heavily into creepy religious imagery, cult symbolism, and eldritch horror. So while Leshy isn't towering through forests hunting travelers, it still carries that connection to nature, becoming dangerous and unnatural. And then we have the version from Pathfinder, Wrath of the Righteous. Do you know what Pathfinder is?
Do you drive around in your imaginary Nissan?
That's hilarious. That's really funny. No, Pathfinder is a game. We actually have a bunch of Pathfinder little tokens that we use for D&D instead of Pathfinder. Anyway, what I'm about to say will probably upset people, but it's kind of D&D. People who play Pathfinder might find that offensive.
Is it a video game?
No, it's a tabletop game. It's another fantasy tabletop game, kind of like D&D. Those little cardboard, like, stand-up.
Oh, yeah.
Little mini, like, not minifigs, but the little cardboard ones. Yeah. Those are from Pathfinder, and we sometimes use those as minifigs for D&D. Mm. Anyway, in Pathfinder's version, Leshy creatures are probably the most unique of all. Instead of one giant monster, Leshy is actually a category of plant creature, magically created by druids and nature spirits. Some are tiny and friendly. Others are strange protectors of forests and swamps. Pathfinder Leshies can look like walking mushrooms, bundles of vines, flowers, gourds, or little tree people. They're often curious, playful, and deeply tied to nature magic. So unlike the terrifying Witcher Leshy or the creepy cult leader from Cult of the Lamb, Pathfinder turns Leshies into a whole species of magical forest beings. So which version do you find to be the creepiest out of the three that I gave you?
The original one.
The one from The Witcher, the first one I told you?
Yes.
Yeah. Which one do you find to be the your favorite, I guess?
The one from Pathfinder.
Yeah, you like the idea of them being cute and, like,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, I like when cryptids are cute.
So what's interesting is that all three versions will still keep pieces of the original mythology. So, like, so these three things are not even the original mythology. These are just how pop culture has taken the original mythology.
Yeah.
So do you prefer pop culture's version of Leshy or the original version of Leshy?
The original version.
Yeah, you okay. So is that what you meant when you said the original? Or would you mean the Witcher one?
The original.
Oh, okay.
No, the Witcher.
Oh, okay. You did mean the Witcher one. Okay. I didn't want to misunderstand you.
Yeah.
Okay. So they took little pieces of the original mythology, the connection to nature, the feeling that the forest is alive, and the idea that humans are trespassing somewhere ancient, and they kind of used that and morphed it into something that they used in, like, their world and in their version of whatever it was, a game or a TV show or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And honestly, that's part of why Leshy's stories work so well, because the forest can already feel kind of mysterious. Once you're deep enough in the woods, every sound feels bigger. Every shadow looks strange. Your brain starts wondering if something might actually be watching you. So are you ready for a little bit of a creepy pasta?
Yes.
Okay. This one is called The Voice Between the Trees. My name's Owen, and I was 11 the first time I heard the voice. My cousin Max and I were staying with our grandfather in a cabin near the edge of a forest, near the edge of a huge forest in northern Montana. Grandpa had one rule: never go past the old wooden markers tied to the trees. Why? Max asked. Max asked him on our first night. Grandpa stared into the fireplace for a long moment before answering. Because the woods past those markers don't like visitors. At the time, we thought he was joking. The next afternoon, we decided to explore while Grandpa was fishing down at the river. We followed a trail through the trees until we found the markers, old strips of faded red cloth tied to thick trunks. And, of course, Max stepped past them first. Nothing happened immediately. The forest still looked normal. Tall pine trees, moss-covered rocks, shafts of sunlight breaking through branches overhead. Then Max stopped walking. "Did you hear that?" he whispered. At first, I didn't hear anything. Then someone called my name. "Owen." Sounded exactly like my grandpa. We both spun around, but there was nobody there. Again, the voice came. "Owen,
Alan,
over here." This time it came from deeper in the woods. Max frowned. How did grandpa get over there so fast? But something about the voice felt wrong. Like, it was copying Grandpa without understanding how humans actually talked. The forest had gone completely silent. No birds, no wind, nothing. Then we heard footsteps. Heavy ones. Crunch. Creak. Crunch. Something massive was moving between the trees ahead. Max grabbed my arm. We should go. And that's when we saw it. At first, it looked like part of the forest itself. A tall shape standing perfectly still among the trees. Then it moved. Branches cracked as the thing slowly stepped forward into a patch of sunlight. Its body looked made of bark and roots, twisted together like muscles. Huge antlers stretched from its skull-like head, tangled with vines and dead leaves. Black eyes glowed faintly from deep inside of its face. A smell of wet earth and rotting wood filled the air. Then in Grandpa's voice, it spoke again. Owen! Max screamed and we ran. Behind us came the sound of trees groaning and snapping. Roots pushed up through the ground in front of us like fingers clawing from the dirt. Branches bent low. Branches bent low across the trails as if the forest itself was trying to stop us from escaping. Then I remembered the markers. The red cloth, I shouted. We burst through the woods, branches tearing at our jackets, until finally we saw the faded strips tied around the trees ahead. The moment we crossed them, everything stopped. The wind returned. The birds started chirping again. We turned back towards the forest. The creature stood motionless in the shadows beyond the markers, watching us. It never crossed the line. That night, Grandpa listened quietly as we told him everything. When we finished, he nodded once and said something I'll never forget. Some forests belong to people, he said, and some forests belong to older things. So, Killian, what do you think?
I like it.
Yeah. Do you think in this story, Leshy was a protector of nature, a monster, or something kind of in the middle?
Something kind of in the middle.
A little bit of both. Yeah, I think so, too.
It kind of described the Witcher one.
It's in that one, that the vibe was about the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of Leshy, like, in general?
In general, I think he's a cool guy.
Yeah, I like any sort
or girl,
of...
Or girl, I don't know if there are boys in.
They're not of the binary.
Yeah.
I like any sort of story, creature, entity that is protect. Oh, hello, Relish.
Hello, Wally.
You barely made it up here with your little legs.
Hey, yo, Wally. We were just talking about you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. For your kisses.
If you went on Daddy, then you would.
Relish, what do you think of Leshy? Excellent thought. No, I enjoy any sort of entity. I think I've said this in episodes in the past. Relish, thank you for the kisses, but I'm trying to talk. I enjoy any sort of entity that protects nature and, like, protects, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because we talked that whenever we visit the woods or we go on walks and hikes, what do we always say?
Leave places better when we found.
Yeah, and I think anything that tries to protect that is good.
We should help them out a little bit.
Exactly, and that's good. Now, if it's malicious, we don't love that. But if it's all it's doing is protecting people, you know, protecting nature and only harming those who are not protecting nature, I don't got a lot of problem with that. So, I like it. Well, let's thank our friends again. Eloin.
And we say that right.
We hope. I always hope I say people's names right. Because as someone who has a name that people say wrong all the time.
Yeah.
I always hope I say people's names right.
You can also tell us.
Is absolutely true.
And we won't. And it's totally not rude.
Totally not rude.
Yeah, because we get it.
Like, well, it would be rude if you were like,
well, you forgot my, you didn't say my name right.
But I don't think our listeners would do that because our listeners are the best.
Yeah, and so, because people say my name wrong all the time.
Your first name?
No, my last
name. Oh, well, yeah, duh.
They anyway. Say it like this, be Mr. Cluck.
They don't do that, I'm certain. Anyway, let's thank our friends Elowen and Lachran for suggesting Leshy. That was fun. Because, like I said, I know Leshy from my video game, but I didn't know, like, anything about... I thought it was... Honestly, I thought it was made up for my video game. I didn't realize it was a real thing.
I thought so, too, until I saw the episode.
The Monstrum episode? You should have told me. I didn't know.
Well, I didn't want to tell you.
Why didn't you want to tell me?
I don't know.
Okay. Hey, stop. We're recording. Stop squeaking a squeaker. Can you say thank you for suggesting the story?
Thank you for suggesting the story, Elowen and...
Lachran. Yep. If you have a cryptid creature or creepy legend you want us to cover, make sure you send it our way. You know the rules. You have to get your grown-up. Wait for business hours. Mm-hmm. Ask them very nicely. Mm-hmm. Send us an email. Relish, you have to wait 4 seconds for us to finish before you make noise with that toy. And send it our way with a nice little email. And I think that's all we have. Right?
Right.
You got anything?
Nope.
All right.
Thank you for listening. I'm Karina.
I'm Killian. And this has been the Cryptid Catalog.
Until next time, remember,
the cryptids are watching.
Yo, well, he watching.
Here you go, Relish.